please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget. We come today to part 30 of this wonderful series, Peace of the Father. And today we look at James, the third chapter, and verse 17. This is what James, the brother of Jesus, says. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure. It is also peace-loving, gentle at all times, and willing to yield to others. It is full of mercy and good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere. I'm just letting those words sink into my spirit. You know the verse before, in verse 16, as a contrast to that, as the opposite, if you will, of that, James says, for wherever there is jealousy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and evil of every kind. Amazing. Amazing words. For we know the words are inspired by the Holy Spirit. We know the words are coming directly from God. We can sense it. Because you see, we all seek wisdom. All of us are looking for wisdom. And I know this. Every time I've heard someone speak, and I know that it is wisdom, and I know that it's coming from above, this is what I do know. That it's always peace-loving. It is always gentle. It's willing to yield to others. I love that especially. Willing to yield to others. What does that mean? Well, when someone is being wise, when you're seeking wise counsel from someone you trust, when you're seeking that counsel because you know it's real and it's right, because all of that fruit is there, it's gentle, it's loving, it's very peaceful. It's always full of mercy and good deeds. It shows no favoritism, and it's always sincere. You know where that wisdom is coming from. Yet, I've done this in the past. I've been listening to someone, and I know it's wise counsel. But actually, it's not what I want to hear, because I think I'm right. So therefore, I will argue back. I will say something back. I will make a comment. There will be a comment that is made. And every single time, the person bringing that wise counsel will say, okay, that's fair enough. If that's the way you think, there's no conflict. It's peaceful. and it yields to me. In other words, it gives away to me. It gives way to me. And the reason for that is because if the other person then began to argue, the wisdom goes flying out the window. There's no more wisdom because now there's conflict. When you feel that you have something incredibly wise to say to somebody else, you know it comes from Almighty God when you're not going to fight your case. You know it comes from heaven when you say it peaceably. You know it's coming from God when there's love involved. We all need to hear wise counsel. That's a bit different when a minister or a priest or whoever is preaching the word of God, because you can't answer back. You can't then take umbrage. You can't take, You can't take issue with what the person is saying. You can only do that at the end. But oftentimes someone will give you wise counsel. And it depends on you whether you're going to listen to it. Some people say some stuff to you that you know isn't coming from God. You sense it, you discern it, and therefore, when you do sense and discern it, you know this. It's not coming from God, therefore it's not wisdom, not from on high. But still, you don't take issue. Because that's where the wisdom on your part comes in. What do? You yield. And you say, okay. But you walk away from that advice and you don't take any notice because you know it's not right. But what you don't do is to argue. But when you hear wise counsel, you should discern that too. And right here is a very worthwhile list that James brings us. Right here, James is teaching about wise counsel. Right here, James is explaining what you need to see when you're listening to wisdom. First of all, that wisdom is pure. It's not sullied with sin. It's not brought about for the person who's bringing it for their benefit. It is only for your benefit if you're receiving it. So you know it's pure. That's number one. So on your list, listening to wisdom, you can write listening to wisdom or hearing wisdom. You can write in your list, it is pure. That's number one. Number two is it's always peace-loving. It doesn't want conflict. The advice that you are being given that is wise doesn't have conflict anywhere in it. The advice is peace-loving. So that is number two. Number three is it is gentle at all times. What does that mean to you? It means that when you're receiving wise counsel that comes directly from God, it will never be harsh. It will never be condemnatory. It will never try to put you down. It will never try to make you feel small or belittle you. It will always, always be gentle. the words that you hear will bring gentleness and peace to your spirit. That's the point. They will always be gentle, loving, tender, kind, uplifting words. And if you do decide to argue, if you do decide to come back with some smart comment, then the person bringing you wise counsel will acquiesce to what you want to say. They will say, okay, if that's what you think, I can only tell you what I think. I can only tell you what I believe. It means that the person bringing you that counsel will yield to you, will not come back with some smart comment. And then you know, right there, oh my word, this really is wise counsel. It is always, beloved, here's the next one on your list, full of mercy and good deeds. When you look at that person's life, you will know that they are merciful. When you look at that person's life, you will know that they continually do good deeds. Finally, it shows no favoritism. And it's always sincere. That is how you know that someone is bringing you wise counsel, but above all, it's peace-loving. And where does that peace come from? That peace comes from the Father. It comes direct from the Father. And all over that person, as they bring you this wise counsel, they will be full of peace. And there it is. Thank you, Lord. So the next time someone brings you wise advice, look for all of those signs. It is pure. It is peace-loving. It is gentle at all times. It's willing to yield to others. It's full of good mercy and good deeds. It shows no favoritism, and it's always sincere. Heavenly Father, give us more discernment in knowing when you are speaking to us through someone else to bring us wise counsel, to bring us wise advice, wisdom that comes from glory. And if you choose us, Father, to bring that wisdom and that wise counsel, help us to have all of those things in our hearts at all times. Give us purity. Make us peace-loving, gentle at all times, willing to yield to others. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.